I did an interview earlier this week that left me feeling, I don't know, shaken is not the right word, but unsettled. It was with someone who's been on the show before, Willow Tufano.
I am Willow Tufano. I am 14 and I own a MacBook Air, a paddleboard, a longboard, a PlayStation 3, 4 ferrets, and I own a house.
Willow became a homeowner earlier this year, back in January. And since then, things have gotten really surreal. Hello and welcome to Planet Money. I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt. And today's show, we're going to check back in with Willow Tufano and basically tell the story of a girl caught up in not one, but two dramas, America's housing drama and America's media circus. We get to watch Willow navigate both of these at 14. She's actually 15 now. And it's really impressive how she chooses to respond in both instances to the mess that's unfolding all around her. So the first drama, of course, is the housing collapse. That's how we met Willow. It basically shaped her whole life. She was 8 years old when the housing bubble popped. So she is a kid that doesn't remember a time before foreclosures and abandoned neighborhoods. She lives in Florida, one of the hardest hit places. And her mom is a real estate agent. She specializes in foreclosures, kind of helping investors bid on cheap bank-owned homes. And about a year ago, one of her mom's investors bought a house across town on Derrick Street, and Willow went along to go check the place out. Here's part of that story from back in March.
When I walked in there, it was filled with all kinds of stuff. There was furniture, there was lamps, lots of different stools, just a lot of it was like tropical, like Tommy Bahama looking stuff, and there was stuff everywhere. I was like, Mom, what is he going to do with all this stuff? And my mom was like, well, he's probably just going to throw it out, get rid of it, throw it at the curb. And I was like, well, I can sell this stuff if he'd want to let me have it.
The investor did want to let her have the stuff, gladly. He just wanted to flip the place. Willow sold everything from the house on Derrick Street and the next house and then the next.
Yeah, profit.
Profit, she says, braces gleaming. Willow does not have friends, really. I mean, she lives in an empty neighborhood. She spends her time in abandoned houses. Willow has Craigslist. She texts with buyers and sellers obsessively. She has this flashlight app on her phone just in case she needs to examine furniture that's been discarded on the curb in the dark. She knows how to push product, and she specializes in the ruins of a national housing collapse.
Like microwaves, I'll price them really low, like maybe $20, because everyone wants stainless steel, so I have to price things cheap. What I sell probably best is maybe like a stove, maybe $100, or a white top-bottom refrigerator. I know dishwashers do not sell well at all. You can only get like $10 for those.
She says she averages about $500 profit a month.
About 6 months after I started doing all the Craigslist thing, I was like, what should I do with all this money?
The question sat around for a while until Willow's mom, Shannon Moore, saw a house on auction for $12,000. It was in a decent neighborhood, and Shannon thought she'd recommend it to one of her clients.
I was telling my husband about the house, and you came up to me and said, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah, I just had like this thing. I was like, what if I bought a house? That'd be crazy. And then I'd be able to make money every month. I'd get rent, I wouldn't have to worry. I wouldn't have to, not that I have to worry now, but I mean, that'd be really cool. We are at my house, Holdern, and it is 21440 Holdern.
That's your mailbox?
Yes.
Willow and her mom split the house on Holdern. They each put in $6,000, and the idea is Willow will buy out her mom over the next few years, maybe by the time she's 18, and she can formally put her name on the papers. This $12,000 house was worth about $100,000 during the boom. So, as you can imagine, the last owners did not take the loss happily.
When we walked in, there's like glass everywhere, there's a dirty couch tipped over, there was broken baby crib, there was a dirty old mattress. Nothing was worth anything. It's like there was a riot or something.
They cleaned it up, and now a very nice, very young couple with a baby are moving in, John and Kelsey Smith. They're renting the place for $700 a month, and they are just now meeting their landlord.
my keys for the house.
I didn't know my landlord was younger than us.
Kelsey asks if they can hang pictures on the wall, even though the lease says they can't. Sure. Then John mentions that they don't have a bed yet, and Willow perks up at this. I could help you get one cheap.
Okay, do you want like a frame and headboard? She'd
like it.
You want like the box spring and mattress?
When Willow put in an offer for the house in December, home prices across the country hit a new post-bubble low. $12,000 really is incredibly cheap for what is a nice place. Concrete, block home, two bedrooms, a yard. I kept feeling like this is it when a 14-year-old kid can buy a house. That's got to be a sign of the bottom, right? I kept saying to Willow, maybe you're our signal that the market is turning. And she'd sort of vaguely nod.
That was just what I wanted to do. I wanted to get a house. I wanted to rent it out. I wanted a house.
Okay, so that was earlier last spring. Now we're back in present time in the studio. And I talked to Willow this week because this week she actually bought that second home. She bought a $17,500 house in Florida. It's two bedrooms, one bath. She has now doubled her real estate assets. And I have to say, it wasn't surprising news to me when she called to say she bought her second house because she was such a savvy businesswoman. Business kid. I had no doubt that she would get that second house if she wanted it. What was surprising was how much she had changed. When Willow bought her first home, she would say, I just wanted a house. She didn't see herself as symbolic of anything. And here at Planet Money, we kept talking about, you know, this teenager who's buying a house. David Kestenbaum kept saying that he wondered if years from now, people in history books will say the housing market arguably bottomed in January 2012 when a 14-year-old in Florida bought a house for $12,000. But Willow just didn't see herself that way. She didn't think of herself as remarkable in any way until everyone everywhere began telling her, yes, indeed, you are very remarkable.
All right, Willow, your story is amazing. When I heard this story, I was like, I have to meet this girl. It's just amazing what you did.
That is Ellen DeGeneres of The Ellen Show. Her producers called Willow after the NPR story ran. And there in this video clip, Willow sitting on stage in a big red velvet chair across from Ellen, looking unsure when or even if she's supposed to talk or just smile and what exactly she's supposed to do with her hands.
And now you're renting the house for $700 a month, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so now you have an income. You're a landlord at 14 years old.
Yes.
And, I mean, this is amazing. Isn't that incredible?
Thank you.
Watching Willow in this interview, you can sort of see the beginnings of a transformation starting to happen on camera. It's like with each mention of how amazing she is, Willow is beginning to believe it just a little bit more. Being a landlord at 14? Yeah, I guess most kids don't do that. Seeing a business opportunity where no one else has, you know what? That really does take some ingenuity. Willow is being told she is not just a teenager selling trash on the internet. She's a go-getter. She's a teen entrepreneur. And that having people see you that way, it's valuable.
I really want to help encourage you to keep doing this. And I don't want you to spend any money where you don't have to spend money. I want you to save and keep doing this. Our friends at Ace Hardware have everything you need inside and out for your new home. They're going to give you a $10,000 gift card.
It wasn't just the Ellen Show. That was just what started the ball rolling incredibly quickly.
Everyone started calling. It was crazy. Good Morning America did call, and we want to fly out to New York, and Anderson Cooper called, and people from Korea. I thought, well, oh my goodness.
Willow was invited to give a talk to hundreds of people at a college in Alabama.
Like, when I went to Alabama, I was just so nervous with so many people looking at me. That's never been the way.
But Willow thought, maybe this is the way now. People are going to be looking at me. I've just got to get used to it. And the way that Willow thought to gain this particular skill, this skill of being used to people looking at you, she came up with this idea that was both incredibly smart and something only a 15-year-old would think to do. So childlike and so wise. So on her way to Alabama with her mom, Shannon, through three airports, Willow decided to put on and wear this bright yellow Pikachu costume. So basically picture, you know, something that looks like Big Bird marching through a bunch of southern airports. Everyone was staring.
People thought, someone said,
oh, I know who you are. You're Chewbacca. I'm like, well, that's from Star Wars and I'm from Pokemon, but close. I'm Pikachu. She was way off. Chewbacca's like a big brown Sasquatch. That goes,
someone said she was a bumblebee.
Yeah, someone said I was a bumblebee.
Did you feel like it helped, Willow? Like, did you feel like...
Yes, definitely. I felt like confident that if walking through three big airports and having so many people, obviously over 200 people look at me, I felt pretty confident that I could speak in front of just 200 people and be okay with random people looking at me.
Willow's mom says it was this weird stunt, and then going on to nail the Alabama lecture, that cemented a change in Willow. She's no longer an unassuming kid with some weird hobby. Everything around her is telling her she's interesting, what she's up to is interesting, and she has begun to believe it. She's being asked to be on TV, tour around the country. She is star material. And so, of course, the next logical step was that Willow needs a reality TV show.
We are in the process of pitching a sizzle reel, which is sort of like clips of me, just like little highlights.
Willow says her producers, she has producers now, apparently, they think her story has tremendous commercial appeal. And she tells me she's working with really good people. Her mom agrees.
They do Millionaire Matchmaker and Pit Boss. Like Millionaire
Matchmaker? Oh, Love Broker.
No, Love Broker. That's what it's called. Yeah, yeah, Love Broker.
And they also have Billionaire Block. That's their newest one. And then they have some other, like, tanked, but it's like Ultimate Aquarium or something.
Oh, you know what? I think I know that show. Is that the one where they build all the fish tanks, yeah, the crazy fish tanks?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The reality TV show will document the life of a teenage real estate mogul. And Willow has fully cast herself into that particular role. You know, when she decided to make money selling things off the side of the road and from foreclosure, she went all out. She got that flashlight app to see furniture in the dark. She found out where all the good yard sales are. That's exactly the way she's approaching this new job of becoming a reality TV show landlord star. For instance, the renters in her first place, they left in the middle of the night this week without paying rent. And Willow was telling me about it. And when she talks about it, she sounds just like a landlord. You know, she says things like, some people just can't take responsibility for themselves. And she tells me she thinks they were doing drugs.
We found needles. We found diabetic needles.
Remember, Willow's 15 years old, so she's never actually had a landlord. She has to make up what she thinks a landlord would say in this situation. Not only that, what a reality TV show landlord would say. So she imagines what the producers think that means and then becomes that. And she does this in all aspects of her life. You know, her mom and her have been trying to find new tenants. They found a couple that did express interest, but they called Willow's mom after seeing the place to ask if she'd consider lowering the rent from $700 a month. And Willow found this super annoying.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. She just lowered the rent without asking me. I said, no, I heard her on the phone yesterday. She goes, okay, well, you can have it for $650 a month. And I said, do you even ask me if I like those people or I wanted to lower the rent to $650? I don't think so.
You're already sounding like a reality TV show star.
I don't know.
When I met Willow earlier this year, she had no friends. She was homeschooled. She spent all her time on the internet looking for stuff to buy and sell. But a reality TV show star has friends. So Willow has collected a whole bunch of friends.
You sort of have to scout and see who really is there for you, because there's some people that I know, they sort of are just with me because they think that I have money. They try and mooch money off me, try and have me give them money. You know, that's a lot of my friends, though. A lot of my friends, it's sort of just, ugh. Like, I would totally teach them how to make money. They're just like, they don't even want to make an effort. And it's just, I want to try and teach them how to do stuff, but they don't even want to learn. They just want to be a mooch.
So is this your plan, Willow? You're going to become like a Florida real estate mogul?
I hope, yeah.
And also a reality TV show star.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun. And I don't want to be fake. I'm gonna be cool. I'm going to be one of those people that loves their fans. If I have any. If I have any.
If the show gets picked up, Willow will play a role she has already been practicing. And this, I guess, is what America does. We crash our housing market and then we make a TV show about it. Willow is ready to be the star. Nobody's baby, I'm everybody's girl. I'm the queen, I'm nothing, I'm the king. As always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at planetmoney@npr.org. You can find us online, npr.org/money. I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt. Thanks for listening. And once you ask-